Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Barry Labov. He is an author, entrepreneur, two-time Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year, speaker, and brand strategist. He's the founder of Labov, a renowned marketing training firm serving blue chip clients. Welcome to the show, Barry.
Thank you very much, Ajay. I am a big fan. I'm very honored to be with you today.
You are welcome to the show, Barry. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we are going to talk about. We'll be talking about how one can discover their brand's uniqueness. In this backdrop, we will have a better understanding. We'll get your expertise about these things. My first question to you is, Barry, you talk about differentiation. Your emphasis on differentiation so that, you know, one can win hearts, minds, and market share. In this backdrop, you know, when you talk about differentiation, you also talk about customer experience. Which is more important? Is it the brand's differentiation or is it the customer experience that can actually win hearts, minds, and market share? Help us understand in this backdrop.
That is a great question. If I had to choose, I think they're both very important, of course, but if I had to choose, it has to be your brand's differentiation. But what's interesting, Ajay, is that we human beings do not differentiate between the brand experience that we get when we go into a retail store or we visit a website and the brand itself. So if we have an unpleasant experience at a retail or website location, we will then most likely look down on that brand itself, even if the brand had nothing to do with it. So brand differentiation is critical. And the way I would put it, Ajay, is that your brand experience, the experience for customers when they become engaged with what you sell and what you offer, your brand experience should reflect what makes you unique. It should be part of the DNA of your experience.
Right, Barry. So how does one find that differentiation? How do they find their brand's uniqueness, especially when you are in the same market competing with so many products or brands who are almost identical to yours?
We live in a very commoditized world where most companies, whether they're service or manufacturing companies, are being pressured to become like everyone else. And then therefore, of course, if you're like everyone else, you've got to lower your price because everybody is the same as you. So you've got to do that. What's critical for every company that's in your audience that's listening right now is you have to be doing something unique. It's not possible that you do absolutely nothing unique. You've got to look very closely at your processes, at your technology. Could be your product, could be your warranty. You're doing something that is unique because that's the way you have been doing it. And that's very important. So what we do, and this is one of my favorite things in the world to do, is we will walk into a factory or a plant, as an example. It could be a service environment, a headquarters, and my technical team, I have technical experts, will visit and review what is being made, let's say, inside of a plant. We will look for unique processes, unique materials, unique quality control, anything that is not just standard run-of-the-mill. We will take note of it, and then we will discuss it with the leaders of that company. And quite often, Ajay, they will go, well, I hadn't even thought about that as being unique. And we'll say, well, has everybody else done this? Is this normal for everybody in your industry? And many times they go, no, nobody's done that. Nobody's done that before, and we just didn't think it was special. So to all in the audience, it's very, very probable that you are offering a unique, distinct product that you are so close to that you do not see the magic in it. That's what you have to find. And then once you do it, Ajay, you have to be able to promote it.
Right, right, Barry. I am impressed by your process. And I wonder how you get their business, because a lot of companies, a lot of these brands do not do it because they want to make better profits, or they have their own reasons, or they are lazy. If they listen to you, it is very good. But a lot of people, we all know, they are just being lazy, or they have any other motive behind it. They want to save costs. So in that aspect, you know, I want to understand then, with such a process where you are, you know, processing your client, whether you want to work with them or not, or whether they fit your way of working, how did you get to work with some of the most famous brands in the world? Help us understand, you know, how is it that you have gelled with them? What is it that their leaders have and a lot of others do not?
The leaders of the companies we work with are far from being lazy. They're very passionate people. And in many cases, they're frustrated because they feel they are leaving something on the table at their company, meaning to all in the audience, meaning that they are producing something that they feel is excellent, but for some reason, they are not getting the sales or the market share results that they think they deserve. They will reach out to me and they'll say, look, can you help us? We don't know what we're missing and we're willing to do a lot of different things to change. Will you help us? The thing that we end up doing is that we do not come in and say, okay, change this, change that, come up with a brand new brand. We do the opposite. We discover what they are already doing that's unique. Then we say, the next step is let's identify what this uniqueness is. Let's name it. Give it a name. Don't just call it whatever. Give it a name. And then the very next step, and this is very exciting to the leaders that we get to work with, Ajay, the next step is celebrating it with your people, with the people who are producing it, servicing it, selling it. Celebrate it. Because they need to understand that, you know what, they're doing something unique. They represent a product that has a meaning to it, that has some significance. And you know what? That means they have significance. So the leaders I get to work with are very passionate people. When they hear that, they go, come on in. We'll roll out the red carpet. We want you to look at everything we're doing. And then we want to learn how we can celebrate this with our people.
Right, right, Barry. So in today's time, for those people who are not able to work with their differentiation the way it should be, for those people, what would you like to tell that, you know, that brand differentiation, as you say, is more important today than ever? How would you like to put across this message about the importance of brand differentiation?
It is more important today than ever for a number of reasons, Ajay, because what's happening today is not only are there more products offered all over the world, but your employees can work almost anywhere in the world because they can work remotely. So if they don't feel that they're doing something meaningful, something that has some level of importance, then they're free agents. They can go anywhere. Your customers can go anywhere. So it is more important today because of technology that we give our employees a reason to stay. I'll give you one example. I work with a wonderful ambulance company. They build ambulances. I stood on the line with one of their workers. I said, what do you do? And he said, I just plug in wire harnesses and tighten bolts. That's all I do. And he said, I'm going to leave to go to another factory down the road for 25 cents an hour more. And I said, well, before you leave, take a look at these ambulances that you're building. And you have a dozen of them going down the line right now. Each one of them in their 10-year lifespan will protect or save the lives of 100,000 people. And that means it could be the driver, it could be the technicians in there, it could be the patient or the patient's family. He said, you know, I never thought I was in the life-saving business. And I said, well, maybe you are. We have to realize that our people need that. They need to know that, wait a minute, I'm doing something that's important. So that's why today, Ajay, it is more important than ever. And for those who cannot afford to have a company come in and really analyze what they're doing differently, try to do it yourself. Walk through your facility. Look at it with fresh eyes and go, why are we doing this? And does everyone else do this? And if not, is it special? Is it unique? Is it perhaps why our customers turn to us?
Right, right, Barry. Now, you, in terms of differentiation, a lot of people look at personal branding, branding of a product or a service. If it's personal branding, then how does an employee become so passionately involved with the way, with the example that you just gave? So help us understand then, what is this brand image? Is it about a leader? Is it about a founder? Is it about a product? Is it about a service? Or is it something else much more bigger?
It is bigger than that. It's all of those things. It's the DNA of what that brand represents. So it does have to do with, as you said, it's the service, it's the sales, of course, it's the product. But the personal branding aspect, which is a really good discussion point here, is really important because the employee or the dealer personnel who represent that product, if they connect emotionally with your brand and they think, you know what, I feel proud that I am part of that brand, their performance will improve. The sales will go up. It's factual. They will go up. The performance on the line as somebody is building that product will go up because, after all, that's their product. So it's part of their personal brand as well.
Right, right. So what's the role of a leader here in terms of projecting the brand differentiation well to the employees? Several times it is the CEO, and the CEO is also an employee. Many a time they themselves are not vested in the company as much as they should be, and the message may get lost. So how do you put on the onus or the role of leadership here?
Everybody who has any role in that company can play a very positive role in the branding, meaning the leader, yes, the leader is accountable for sharing what this company is about, but the manager on the floor is just as well. And that each of us, if we're able to say, look, I'm going to stop the line and make sure that ambulance is being built the right way, I'm a leader as well, even if I'm one of the people on the line. The leader of the brand or the leader of the plant, whoever he or she may be, has an incredibly important role because it is not about them. It is about what we are offering and why we are doing it that makes us unique. And honestly, I look at the leader as being a cheerleader for the people in the company to say, look, here's why we do this. This is why we go to this extra step. This is why we pay this much more money per product to get this done the right way that we believe in. And I want to celebrate with each of you that we are doing that. We are making that investment. We are proud of you to represent us and to make sure that what we are producing and offering is exactly what our customers are looking for. So it's part of cheerleading. It's part of inspiring people as far as what does that leader do.
Right, right. Now let's come to the customer experience that we talked about. Why is it that even good companies, because there is already lots of talk about it, and not in one place or one region or one company, globally this is a big issue. Why is it that they don't seem to get this thing called customer experience, customer satisfaction, customer service, and so many others, you know, things around this? Why is it so? Is it that they don't care about the customer? Is it that they know that the customer has no options? Or is it that they think that the customer is no longer the king? He is a pauper now. What is the reason behind the customer getting treated so badly all across the world by some of these companies?
Well, you just said the key phrase. It's all across the world. So let's think about this. If you ran a small company, you only had one location, and you, the owner, were in that shop every single day, I bet your customer experience would be very, very consistent. However, when you have dozens or hundreds or thousands of locations, it becomes a very challenging task to make sure every single person who represents your product does it at a high level and a consistent level. So what happens is, if you have, for instance, 1,000 people that sell your product worldwide, Ajay, do you have one customer experience that's consistent, or do you have perhaps 1,000 different customer experiences of varying quality? That's why the company itself, the brand, must train the individuals who represent that product, because the customers will not differentiate between that brand and the experience they get from the person they're buying it from. It's very important. And so it's critical to realize the brand experience is actually an extension of the brand itself. It is not just a brand out there and then whoever sells it does it the way he or she wants to. There must be consistency. There must be a passion, a similar passion to sell and represent that product worldwide.
Right, right. So I want to understand, is it a utopia to go for winning hearts and minds and market share? I think market share is much more easy that companies find, and they just go for market share and forget about the hearts and minds. Help us. Let's look at it much more practically.
And the reason you're mentioning that, and I do appreciate it, is my book is called The Power of Differentiation, and the subtitle is Win Hearts, Minds, and Market Share. And the reason we created that subtitle is that, yes, you can go buy market share. You can lower your price enough. You can do anything you can try to do and end up with perhaps more market share, more sales. But in the long run, you're making your life difficult doing that if you do not also inspire the people who are producing that product and representing that product. So is it utopian? I think it's utopian a little bit, but it's inspiring. My goal is to inspire and move the hearts and minds of over 1 million people worldwide with our message. And that's not to sell a million books, but it's to inspire enough leaders to then identify what makes their brand unique and celebrate it with their people. And in my opinion, my goal is, if enough leaders do that, we will reach the 1 million people mark in no time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was about to come to your book. Good. You mentioned it, The Power of Differentiation. Who is this book for then, Barry? And what is it that you talk about in this book? Can people learn from this book what they have not learned till now, which is very much basic?
Yes, there's a lot to learn in the book. It is not my story. It's not my biography. What it is it's a collection of very interesting stories of successful companies of all ages. Some were startups, some were 212 years old, that discovered their differentiation one way or another, their different journeys. They were able to then celebrate that with employees. They were able to train people worldwide. They were able to change the way the company's future was headed in a positive direction. So the book itself is 200 pages of unique stories, recommendations, and examples on the power of identifying the differentiation of what you do, magnifying it, and of course, as we've been saying, inspiring your people with that. So that's what the book is all about. It will be released within 2 months And anybody that comes to my website, it's free to just leave me a note and I'll let you know when the book is out if they have that interest.
Wonderful, wonderful. And tell us a bit about your company, Labov, so that, you know, people know more about it. And if possible, they may want to engage with your company.
Yes, my company is called Labov Marketing. We work with blue chip clients worldwide, as well as some smaller clients worldwide. So very famous companies like Macallan Scotch, Mercedes-Benz, UPS, companies like that we work with. They're great companies, but we work with smaller companies. We work with a copper producer. We work with valve makers to go discover what makes them unique. We work with a components company out of Pennsylvania in the United States. The same thing. We look for how do we make them look special, feel special, and inspire others. We've been doing this for 45 years. It's a company located in the Midwest of the United States, but we also have offices in the West and Southwest US.
Right. So for those people who would like to connect with you, want to have your book, want to connect with your company, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
The best way is to go to my company website, which is L-A-B as in boy, O-V as in Victor. So it's labov.com. You can find me on there. Leave me a message. Ask a question. I make a lot of friends through these podcasts. If you have an issue, I'll be happy to address it. Send you my recommendations. If you have an interest in my book, I'll let you know when it will be coming out. So go ahead, look at it as an opportunity to start a conversation.
Wonderful, wonderful. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Ajay. It's been a pleasure.